The UN Security Council may vote today on a revised U.S. resolution on the future of Iraq. Diplomats say the resolution is expected to get the 9 votes needed for passage, despite the fact the measure does not satisfy key demands of several council members. France, joined by Germany and Russia, wanted a timetable for the transfer of sovereignty to an Iraqi administration, and also sought a central role for the United Nations in Iraq's reconstruction. NPR's Nick Spicer is in Paris. Nick, the third resolution submitted by the Bush administration in the past 6 weeks is moving toward passage. Does that mean the French, the Germans, and the Russians have made concessions?
Certainly, to a certain extent at least. French President Jacques Chirac had a conference call with the leaders of Germany and Russia yesterday, and together they decided on new amendments to this latest resolution. In the amendments, they're basically giving up on calls for a specific mention for a quick handover of sovereignty to the Iraqi Governing Council, which is the body of Iraqis handpicked by the U.S.-led authority in Baghdad. And they've also given up on their call for the U.N. to quickly take on a lead role in political transition in the country. So overall, I think we can say the three leaders are accepting the U.S. vision of a progressive handover of power to Iraqis under the supervision of the occupation authority. Now, this is clearly a break with what the French have been calling a necessary move from a logic of occupation to a logic of sovereignty, or giving power as soon as possible to the Iraqis. Basically, the three countries are letting Washington set the schedule, but it should be pointed out that if they're making concessions, we can ask questions about their value. This doesn't mean that the countries plan on endorsing the resolution necessarily. The French officials I spoke to this morning were talking more about a possible abstention vote at the Security Council, and we may see the same from Germany, Russia, China, Syria, and perhaps Pakistan.
Well, what changes do these three countries want in the resolution?
Well, the movement from Washington they're still hoping for is on providing more international oversight to the political transition in Iraq. They would like to see a clear political timetable spelled out really in black and white with dates in the resolution for the handover of power, for elections, and for constitution drafting. They would also like the power of the occupation authorities to come immediately to an end as soon as an internationally recognized Iraqi government is formed. And similarly, they would like the UN-mandated international force, which is called for in the resolution, to expire as soon as an Iraqi government is sworn in.
But will any of that make any difference in getting more foreign troops and additional money into Iraq?
Well, that's the big question. It may well not make a big difference. This resolution is important now for Washington if there is to be any hope of getting governments to contribute at next week's International Donors Conference for Iraq in Madrid. Spanish diplomats organizing it have been saying they hope for pledges of up to $36 billion. So far, the pledges are very, very short of that mark. There are special problems in Europe where many of the governments have budgetary constraints, and there are also signs that the European Union as a whole, which tries to have a common foreign policy, won't be generous. There was a meeting of the foreign ministers of the EU this week ahead of the Madrid meeting, and only Britain offered up more money. EU nations as a whole have been setting conditions on their contributions. They say they want the UN to play a vital role in Iraq. They want transparency and accountability in how the money is spent, which means practically giving outsiders a say in what happens in Iraq. So the Europeans will be looking for a certain kind of language in the resolution before they reach for their checkbooks next week. It's not clear yet if they will all be satisfied. Sweden, which is a generous nation, is proving particularly prickly on that point. As for troops, which the resolution is supposed to sort of pave the way for, there have been recent pledges from Japan and Turkey, but the prospects, I mean, by the admission of the State Department, are bleak. Certainly, there's no nation in rush to help in the trouble spots near the Iraqi capital where U.S. troops are suffering casualties.
And the U.N. Secretary General is not happy either.
Yeah, he's especially commented on one phrase in the resolution, which says the U.S.-appointed Iraqi Governing Council will embody the sovereignty of the state of Iraq. He called that a nice turn of phrase, but he said in his opinion the occupying authorities would remain the government, and he warned that as long as there is occupation, resistance will grow in Iraq.
NPR's Nick Spicer in Paris.